Mayor, I'll call this meeting order. I move we accept the minutes of the October meeting.
Second.
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 All in favor?
I'm sure there.
Okay. We have one resolution, but before we do that, Amanda has to call.
It's on the resolution, so if I could move the resolution, I'll second.
Okay.
For the discussion. Yeah, the discussion that Amanda has, I believe, is on the resolution, right?
Sorry.
My fault.
All right, well, we'll move the second.
Start with that, and then we'll move on to the rest. How about that?
Okay. Discussion?
7 minutes.
Discussion, man, you have something on the staff?
Absolutely. So capital project. Capital 456. Originally we scoped out with an estimate based on implementing some of the recommendations from the convention product for improving lighting controls and sensors at UQuest. Overall, we think that that's around an $80,000 project. The first phase of that work was to replace some of the existing energy-intensive high-pressure lighting with LED lights in the warehouse and in the restaurant. We were able to work with Lime Energy, who's a contractor of Central Hudson, to get a scope of work and contract for that project. It originally was scoped out, and the contract was for $12,200, so in that range. Unfortunately, over the summer, the lighting fixture that was specified in that contract was recalled. And then it was, so we couldn't get it, we couldn't go forward with the work. And then it was recalled again. So we had to basically redo the scope of work with a different brand fixture, which raised the price of the project about $1,200. Because we had only authorized through the capital project that first $12,200 or so dollars, the money doesn't exist in the capital project to move forward with the work as now scoped, which is about $13,000. So we need to amend the capital project in order to have the money in the line so that we can execute the contract. Because it's a capital, it's all in a capital. I don't think we can parse some of this off as kind of operations or departmental money. It's all residing in the capital.
Bert just mentioned mezzanines that he'll probably be using bands as opposed to, I guess, rolling this into like the larger body amount because.
Right.
This is like what's oldies do. I feel like I'm fighting my Ferrari or finding a lawnmower all over again. I do that before. But, yeah, I remember that too, Jeanette.
When the bond resolution comes forward, I'm gonna be a no for sure.
Yeah, no, and since Bert mentioned, in ways and means, that's, I think that's fine. I think we all know that this is, I've actually worked with Lime before. They do a pretty comprehensive work, and, yeah,
this might be worse than a lawnmower because, some lawnmowers may cost more than $5,000. You want to really can't do zero turns.
Actually, I think this was a zero turn, but thank you for that.
I have two questions, one of Amanda and one of the van issue. Amanda, so when you spec the job, is that specific as to be a...
Yeah, we were advised at that point, because what we had was they came in and spec'd a certain fixture, and the whole scope of work. And we were advised, you have the contract in hand, only go and bond for that.
Mm-hmm.
We should have gone
right
with at least a cushion for this kind of de minimis,
And what, is this for, is it for actually light fixtures, or is it for the sensors, or both?
This one is for light fixtures and sensors. So they had a very large warehouse there, mm-hmm. So it would be replacing the HID, the high intensity lighting there and putting them on sensors so that they're not all on all the time.
Right.
You know, all out all the time. So I would expect that the result of this is actually going to be a cost savings.
It's like in 18 months.
Yeah. It's very fast.
Which is really good. Each month is really
good. You know, this is saving hundreds of dollars a month. And then to my band question, can I tell, which isn't for Amanda, but it's for whoever got to hear the discussion because I wasn't here. So Bert's saying we're going to go, what, did he explain, and I'll call him myself, but why are we going to for a band for something so small? That's not for you. Of course I support this. I just don't understand why we have money.
Well, he explained that, I guess, in finance, or in the finance committee, right?
He didn't get to that quarter, but he discussed that it wasn't going to be a serial bond because that just came up as part of, like, the discussion. But there was no follow-up on why not just pay for this out of general fund, not with each system.
Yeah,
I am curious, though. This issue was one thing I actually was just curious about. I think I brought up to you, Chris, for this. I mean, is there a component of this where, you know, with some programs, it's very rare, but with some programs, you actually have to bond in order to actually get reimbursed or actually to get, you know, there's nothing tied to that.
They set it up as a capital, and I think that then the money has to be in a capital line versus, you know, can you find some extra money
for
the contract?
Well, with capital projects, you can pay for it out of cash, or you can bond it. Usually, you make a determination on what's a useful life and do you want to or not. But I just found on $5,000, it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
And it's definitely for a question. I have to get the contract in place so that we can do the project.
Sure.
And unfortunately, how the capital set up, you know, it was $12,200 and now it's $13,000. And
to me, I mean, it just seems silly. That's my only hang up. But on the project itself, I'm definitely in favor.
Okay.
Hold on. Can we just double check? Because we passed this.
Yeah. But there was the same question even that night regarding the bonding versus just taking in.
What we're doing is with our resolution, the bond resolution, the long roll, we're authorizing the issuance of bonds. Not every time, in order to bond, we have to authorize it, but if we authorize it, it doesn't necessarily always put us on.
I just want clarification for everybody, just whatever, but it really depends on which financing mechanism you basically use. When you're talking about a band, it's a shorter payback period. It's not spread out over, like, you know, normally when you bond, it's a 20-year bond, and then you get the interest over the course of that 20 years. In this case, it's just a shorter financing mechanism.
At the beginning of the year, we do the band.
Yeah.
I just want to ask, I mean, it's semi-rhetorical, but if as a body, the answer is not satisfactory in terms of the ban or going out to bonds, I mean, can't amend, not just by voting against the bonds, because that's a separate resolution. This one says,
yeah,
bonds
are
in a resolution. Which isn't it in our authority to do that?
Sure. You just delete out. That part right there.
I can't imagine that anyone would be against the project. The project is so sound and makes such perfect sense. It's just a question of the... So I'm going to reach out to Burton to try to understand why, but I think...
Well, what's the pleasure of this committee?
Getting in
the board. What do you want to do? You want to move it as it is, or do you want to amend it?
While we move it as it is and let Public Works make the determination after the information comes back, that would be what I would do.
Because on the floor, we can always
do.
Yeah, let's move it.
Before session. All right.
There you go.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
That's
fine.
I was hoping just to share with you briefly some information to update the committee on the usage of the charging stations, and this was information that was presented last Thursday. And again, this is just the platform that we use is called ChargePoint that operates the charging stations has a great deal of data questions as far as really knowing what when they're being used, how they're being utilized, and how much energy that's requiring to charge. And so I have this, and folks.
One
page of summary graph, and then one page of just information that I've plugged in there. So the first graph here is we'll start with the summary. So since the time we've been monitoring this, it's about mid-July, or the 1st of July, it's been about 128 days. We've used approximately 1,374 kilowatt hours of energy has been delivered to cars charging. We've actually had really good usage. We've had over 200 charging sessions. A lot of them have been from the area. But I think it's important to know that the average session is about an hour and 30 minutes in length. The average session requires about 6.6 kilowatts of electricity, so we're talking in the 60 cents range. And so far, what we're averaging as far as cost per day of the electricity is about $1.07. So
for a dollar a day.
Less than a cup of coffee. And also, we have very good data on where the driver's postal code, where those drivers are coming from. So I was able to just tally the sessions here. So out of the 223 sessions, about 150 of them are from drivers with zip codes that are within Ulster County. And 73, which is good, which is 32%, are from drivers that are outside of the county. So that obviously shouldn't be 0%. Through the charge point system, typically, most of the time, users have to have either use an app or a card to unlock the station. You can't just pull the charging plug off the station. So it's linked back to a user account. So we have and charge point provides us the data on the driver zip code.
Okay. If I could just each of the users is not technically a unique driver necessarily, right? It could be the same person 16 times.
Mm-hmm.
Like 86 in Kingston, you know, 75 of them could be Steve Noble. In theory, I'm not
going
to use names. I'm sure his car is out there. I'm not had his name plucked from the side of it. I'm just throwing it out there.
I know.
Fair
enough. We don't need to use names.
Yeah.
Yes, that's just true. So there are usually multiple drivers, most of the time from one zip code. But
I'm just throwing it out there, as you know,
right.
It could be, you know, it's not necessarily 223 different people.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think, you know, you know, this is funded through NYSERDA. This is being, they're deploying more and more of these stations across the state. You know, a big purpose here is to demonstrate people using it and the technology. From NYSERDA's own statistics, when you do not charge a fee to use a charging station, they have three times the usage rate.
Of course.
But people actually dwell. They don't stay there as long. So they have less, more users. They're not staying there all day. It's increasing the amount of time that somebody, you know, would come in here and see somebody charging. City of Schenectady 2 weeks ago cut the ribbon on their new station. Yeah. They are offering it free of charge for at least an initial period while they're collecting this kind of data to see what the usage is, how many people are using it, you know, is there a big demand for it, are we, you know, spending a lot on electricity, should we be charging for it. City of Rochester is a year and a half in through the same program. They've delivered about $3,000 worth of electricity to chargers, and they're still not at that point where they feel that they need to charge for it.
And again,
but I'm just saying that other municipalities who are doing this are also watching the data.
I'm not saying that we should charge for it. I philosophically believe that what we're doing is wrong. That having been said, I've been convinced that it would cost the taxpayers more money to charge for it, so I've gotten off my head.
Okay. Are you good?
Okay. All right. Chris and I think the Constitution of New York is very clear, and we've got our memo. It's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Until they change something, I'm not saying it's not a good idea. I won't comment on it. And the fact that other counties or cities are doing it doesn't make it.
Well, we're providing that service. We're providing a service. Let me say something. We're providing a service just like we are when we hand out these booklets with all the numbers and everything else on it. It's the same thing. It's a service.
I don't legally, I would strongly disagree. But I hear you. I think there's...
We don't charge for the directories.
Understood.
Because it would be foolish, sir. That's a service. That's providing something for the voters, right? And I think this is the same thing. It's providing until we get enough data that shows us that it would be worth our while to continue to use it and attach a fee. I don't see the difference. I really don't see the difference between the both. They're both services. They're both an object of some sort. One's electricity, one's a directory. We're not charging for the directories. So,
anybody that owns
an electric car, so you got to be able to read. I mean, it's the same thing. There's going to be a catch to it.
We believe that there's a significant, other than the Constitution of New York State, there's a U.S. Constitution. But what I'd like to do is, it's actually been provided a memo. I provided a memo 3 or 4 weeks ago. Elliot provided a memo. I'm going to provide an updated memo that kind of goes through every point. I think that would be the most appropriate thing to do.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I just want to say that I think a more relevant analogy is the fact that people charge their cell phones and laptops. While they're in the building, and it's really not a huge difference when you add up all the cell phones and...
Truthfully, it's not even just that. You don't have to be a resident. You don't have to be a resident of Ulster County to pick up a directory. You can get any time you want. And we're not charging Penn people, but those folks for it. So it's basically, to me, it's a service. But in any case, hold on 1 second. I want to, Kathy, you had your hand up.
I think that it could be considered an advertising cost. And we put millions of dollars into our tourism advertising, and this particular thing does more for $360, $65 a year than any other advertising form I can imagine. So maybe that's the way around.
I understand that, and you're 100% right on that. But I'm just saying, because the attorneys are saying that they believe it's illegal, obviously you'll do your diligence and you'll come back with something.
Just be careful. But I just want to warn everybody. Our ethics law, please read Section 4 before you use it, if you vote on this.
I'm just saying that if we do that, we open up a can of worms. And
I just want all the legislators to understand, if they vote to give away something for free and they use it, I just want you all to be careful. I'm not, unless somebody asks me, I will not give you an opinion, but I want you to read the ethics law carefully before you start using free stuff if you vote to give away for free.
Yes. Hold on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's, thank you for alerting us to that.
you know, Nana's analogy of using the power for charging phones is kind of a one that I hadn't thought of before, and it's interesting, and it does seem to me to some degree on point, except that we're not advertising that we give away that power, but you could take that to its logical extension of if employees are using the power to charge their personal cell phones, do we have to tax them as a that as a benefit of, you know, how long did you charge your personal phone? It's one thing if you charge your non-personal phone, but if your personal phone is charging,
we're going to charge them for the period of time.
I mean, I think we could get crazy with all this. I do think we should review closely, you know, Kathy and Chris's memo and Bee's memo, which admittedly I did not get to a fully review Bee's memo yet. It was long.
Well, Bee has had the opposite opinion.
Right, I know. I mean, I get that's the short of it, but I need to read the whole of it. And moving forward, we'll have to see. I mean, Kathy, if you could you provide me, I don't know if everyone wants it, but could you provide me with the portion of the Constitution that you're referring to, because
yes.
That I know you
absolutely
referred to it, but just because I didn't
sure
have it
absolutely
ready yet.
Right.
I'd love to read that too. Thank you.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I'll move.
I've done it before.